Mesechta Saita, Daf Chav Ches, the last line of Daf Chav Zayin Abayz, at the new Gemara, and we learned in our Mishnah, Kashem Shamayim Beit Kreisa, Kacha Mayim Beit Kreisa, that just like the Mayim Marim would check out and investigate the woman to see if she was innocent or if she was guilty of being Mizana, and so too, at the same time, the Mayim Marim would investigate him, and the Gemara asked that since the Mishnah used the pronoun and stated Kacha Mayim Beit Kreisa, so we're not sure who we're referring to, and the Gemara asked, Oisai Laman, who are we referring to, and the Gemara states, Ilei Melabal, if you're going to tell me that we're referring to the husband, and at the same time that the Mayim would be Baidik the wife, the Mayim would be Baidik her husband, and the Gemara asks, Habal my Ovid, what did the husband do, as her husband was the one who gave her a warning, and she was Saisar, and she secluded herself with another man, but we don't have any Chash and any Suffolk about the husband, and the Gemara continues, Bechi Tema, we continue on Daf Chav Ches Amalav, the Ispe Ovin Bodkalei Maya, that if the husband actually has an Avera that he did after she already secluded herself, and as Rashi states, Shabalel la'achashinistra, that he actually had beer with her after the time that she secluded herself, and at that point she was asatim, as we know the pasuk says, v'nitmar, and it asks her to her husband. And the Gemara explains it's impossible that that's what our mission is referring to, because ki ispe avim b'diday, if it would be true that he actually did such aveira and he was bar on her when he was asked to have beer with her, mi batkala mayim lidida, but then the mayim would not investigate her either, as v'atanya we learned in the brayso v'nika. Ishme Oven, the Pasuk states that a husband will be clean from any Avera, and the Pasuk continues, Va'isha hi tises Avaina, only if he is Naki me Avain, then at that point she would receive her punishment. And like we learned, Bizmasha Ishme Nukum Oven, the only time that the Mayim is Baidika is only if her husband was also clean from Averas and he didn't do Avera, then a Mayim Baidikas Ishtai. But in Ishme Nukum Oven, if her husband is not clean from this Avera and he was Baalel after Stira, in a Mayim Baidikas Ishtai, then the water would not check his wife either. Therefore, certainly when our Mishnah stated, Kashem Shemayim Bayit Kanaisa, Kacha Mayim Bayit Kanaisa, can't be saying that when the Mayim would be Baidikar, it would at the same time be Baidikar husband, as if it would be Baidikar, that means that a husband did not have any Issa and was not born her while she was Nistra, and therefore it's an impossibility. And the Gemara continues, Ve'elu Bayil, and if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah means to state that when the Mayim is Baidikar, and for example, she will die, then a Bayil at the same moment will also die. But the Gemara asks, if that's true, then why did the Mishnah use pronouns listi k'diktani sefer? Then the Mishnah should also state, as it's said in the sefer, k'shem shasur l'bal, that just like this woman will be asa to her husband, kach asur l'bayil, she is also asa to the bayil, and therefore the Mishnah in the Reisha should have said, k'shem shemayim b'ikun isa, or k'shem shemayim b'ikun isha, kach b'ikun sa bayil. And therefore it seems that the Mishnah is not talking about the bedika of the bayil either. And the Gemara answers, l'ilam l'bayil, really the Mishnah is referring to the bidika of the bayil, and the Mishnah is telling us that just like the mayim will be baidik the woman, it'll also be baidik the bayil. And since in the entire mesechta we're talking about the saita, therefore it made sense to start off the Mishnah by saying kashem shemayim baikin isa and using a pronoun and not saying kashem shemayim baikin isa. And therefore we continue and we say kacha mayim baikin isa, and we use a pronoun even though we'll have to figure out that we're talking about the bidika of the bayil. However, in the sefer I did a ton of baal, ton of bayil. In the sefer, where we had to show that she's also to the husband and to the bayil, and over there we couldn't just say a pronoun as we were talking about two males, and therefore the Mishnah stated kashem shasur lebal kachasur lebayil. Taisus at the beginning of our parak on Daf Chav Zayin Beis brings from the Yishalmi that Amar Rav Tanchuma minyan hamarim, that the gematria of the word hamarim is actually equal to 596, which equals remachavarim sheish ba, the 248 avarim that the woman has v'neger remachavarim sheish bay, and kineged the 248 avarim of the bayil. And this is a remez to the Mishnah that kashem shemayim b'kneisa, that just like the mayim hamarim will have an effect on her 248 avarim, it will also have an effect on his 248 avarim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah shenema, and the mekar for this is that the pasuk states ubo ubo, and the Gemara has a shayla as to what the mekar is. Ubo ulu bo ubo kama, is the mekar based on the fact that the pasuk says ubo hamayim hamarim ma'ilu b'me'ayich l'tzpeis betem v'lampol yorech v'omra isha amin amin, and since it could have said bo hamayim marim, and instead it said ubo, and it has an extra vav, so we learned this din from the vav yisera. And the Gemara's second side is that the makar is oy ubo ubo kama, by the fact that the Torah says in two different makaymas the word ubo. The pasuk states in pasuk of beis ubo hamayim marim, and in pasuk of dalet it states v'hishkas ishas me'am marim hamarim ubo ubo hamayim hamarim lamarim. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah as tashma. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva learns Kashem Shasur Baal, Kachasur Baal, that just like a suffix Saita is also to a husband, she's also also to the Baal, and Rabbi Kiva brings him a car, Shinema Nitmar Vinitmar, as the Pasuk states, as Shatista Isha, Tachas Isha, Vinitmar, and Rabbi Kiva learns from the fact that the Torah says an extra Vav, and therefore he learns the word Nitmar teaches us that she's also to a husband, and the extra Vav teaches us that she's also also to the Baal, and just like over there, we learn that from one word, and he dashes the extra Vav, therefore over here, by Ubo, Lachaya, we dash in the extra Vav, and we're not learning from the fact that it says Ubo twice. The Gemara continues and asks that Lachaya is not a Raya, because we're Hadayin Tibai, Lemaisa, we could have the same Shaila, but negate the words of Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva said that he's learning from Nitma Vidma, is it based on the fact that it says the Vidma, and it could have said Nitma, and therefore Nitma Vidma Kama, he's learning from the extra Vav, and he learned two drushes, one from Nitma and one from the extra Vav. Lemaisa, we can have a second sad as to what Rabbi Kiva means, Oy Nitma Vidma. Rabbi Kiva was stating that we learned this din from two separate psukim, as in Pasuk Yudal, the Torah states, for Avala Ruach Kina, Vikine is Ishtai, Behinitma, and in Pasuk Chavteset states, Zois Teres Hakinois, Ashetista Isha, Tachas Isha, Vinitma. And the Gemara continues and completes its Raya as Tashma, meaning Tani Sefer. I'll bring you Raya from the Sefer of the Mishnah, where Rabbi is Cholik on Rabbi Kiva, adds to the Makar that she's Asal Bail, Vasal Bail, as Rabbi Oimesh, Shnei Pamma, Mur Mepasha, Nitma, Vinitma, that since the Torah used the word nitma twice, as we saw that the Torah states in Pasuk Yudal, Vikine is Ishtari, Vihi nitma, and the Torah states in Pasuk Chavtes, Zais Teres Hakenois, Ashetista Isha, Tachas Isha, Vinitma. Therefore, we learn out, Echel Baal, Echel Baal. One Pasuk comes to teach us that she's also to her husband, and one Pasuk comes to teach us that a suffix Saita is also to the Baal. And therefore, we see that if Rebbe is learning it from two different Sukkim, Mechlad Rebbe Kiva, Vavi Kadarish, and therefore it's Muchach, when Rebbe Kiva taught us that the Makar, that she's Asur Baal and Asur Boil is Shinema Nitma Vidma. It must be that he's learning from the extra Vav and not from two separate words. If Rabbi Kiva is learning from two separate words, then there's no chilik between Rabbi Kiva and Rebbe, and there would be no machlekes in our Mishnah. And since Rabbi Kiva is the first man da'am in our Mishnah, therefore it seems pashut that the way we understand our Mishnah is as follows: Kishem Shemayim Bayit Knesah, Kach Mayim Bayit Knesah, Shinema Bo Ubo, and we learn out from the extra Vav as Rabbi Kiva dashes the extra Vav, and Kishem Shasul Baal, Kach Asul Boil, Shinema Nitma. And these are the words of Rabbi Kiva, both in the Reisha and in the Sefer. Rabbi Kiva is learning from the same word, and he's learning from the fact that the Torah adds in the extra Vav, and therefore he dashens the word Bo and Ubo, and he also dashens from the same word of Nitma, and also by the fact that we have an extra Vav and we state a bit Nitma. Before we continue the Gemara, let's just point out that the Gemara will explain that the Torah has to write the word Ubo three times in order to teach us three different ideas, and it also has to state it another three times to teach us that this was not only stated regarding the woman, but it's also stated regarding the Baal. And the three ideas that the Torah had to teach us is called in the Lashon HaGemara Tzava, Asiya, and Yediyah. And Rashi explains, Tzava is referring to the fact that the Torah had to command the water that it should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and desire, and it should actually be baited to woman, and if she was Mizana, it should blow her up. And the concept of Asiya is referring to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that you should know that it will be a fact that when the water goes into her body, it will blow her up. And the concept of Yediyah is teaching us that even though when the Kohen curses her, he states that the first thing that will happen is Yurechich Nefelas Vesbitnech Tzava, but the Maisa, when the water goes into her, the Pasuk tells us that in reality it happened in the reverse order, and it was first Vitzavsa Bitna, and only afterwards Vinafla Yurecha. And therefore, in order that someone shouldn't say that the Mayim Marim really didn't do anything, and this was just a coincidence, it happened to be that she died, so therefore we are Mediyah HaBifoyen to tell her that you should know when the Mayim goes into your body, then it'll be Tzavsa Bitna, and only afterwards Nafli Yerecha. As we'll see in the Gemara, we learn this out from the three times that the Torah says the Lashon Ubo, and Rashi says that the first time that the Torah states in Pasuk HaBeis, Ubo Amayim Marim Me'ilah B'mayayich, Litzvei's Batan V'lampel Yarech, that is actually the Haidah. The second time that the Pasuk says, V'hishkas Ishas Me'a Marim Amarim Ubo Ubo Amayim Amarim L'marim, that is referring to Tzavav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Mayim Marim to do his job. And then the third time that the Torah states Lashon Bo is in Pasuk of Zion and states V'hishkas Amayim V'hoisim Mitma V'timol Mal Be'isha Ubo Ba Amayim Marim L'marim V'tzav Sabitna V'nafli Recha V'hoisim Isha L'olah B'karav Amo. That is actually the Asiyah. The Torah is promising Klal Yisrael that this method will work and this will be Baidik the woman. And keep in mind, since we're going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, therefore for each one of the times that says Lashon Bo, it has an extra Vav, and therefore we also learn the same din applies to the male as well. And not only does this occur to the woman, but it also occurs to the Baal. We just spoke out the next few lines. on to the Gemara, as the Gemara explains, Hilchach Rabbi Akiva, Shisi Kroi Ksivi, therefore according to Rabbi Akiva, there are actually six different limudim in the psukim, as it says of Bo three times, and we learn out from Bo, as well as the extra Vav that states by each, Chalitz Avadi Dov, Chalitz Avadi Dei, one is to command the water, Benegei Ahar, and one is to command the water that'll affect the boil as well, V'chad Rasidi Dov, V'chad Rasidi Dei, and one is to promise Klal Yisrael they'll actually have the effect on the woman, and one is to promise Klal Yisrael to have effect on the male, and one is to inform her that the order of the Einish will be Latz Beis Batim V'lampel Yarech, and the extra Vav is telling the Baal that his Einish will also start by his stomach, continue to his thighs, and Rebbe plus a Kreik Sivi, according to Rebbe, he doesn't dash in the Vav, therefore he only has three Psukim, Chad L'Tzavav V'chad L'Asiyah V'chad L'Yadiyah. One comes B'negei the commandment, one is coming for the actual effect of the water, and the third time that says Ubo is coming to teach us that the Einish will happen to our stomach first and only afterwards to the thigh. And the Gemara asks, for Rebbe, Kashem Shemayim Beit Knesa, Kach Beit Knesa Minole, according to Rebbe, how does he know this Yisai, that just like the Mayim checks her out and investigates her, it also investigates the Baal? And the Gemara explains, Nafkalei Minitanya, he learns it from the following Braisa, as the Pasuk states, Latz Beis Batim V'lampel Yarech, and the Maisa, the Torah doesn't say this in Lashon Akeva, as it does in Pasuk of Zion, as over there it says, B'Safsa Bitna V'Nafli Recha, and over here in Pasuk of Beis, it just states, Latz Beis Batim V'lampel Yarech, and therefore the Braisa teaches us, Bitna V'Recha Shabayel, it's coming to teach us that not only will she have the Einish, but he will also receive this Einish. And the Braisa goes through the Cheshbin, Ata'im Bitna V'Recha Shabayel, do you say that it's referring to the Beten and the Yerech of the Bayel, or Einel Bitna V'Recha Shabayel, or maybe it's teaching us that the woman who was Mizana will receive the Einish? And Braisa states that of course that can't be Pshat, because Kshuayma, since the Pasuk in Pasuk of Zion states, V'Saf So Bitna V'Nafli Recha, and it specifically uses a Lashon Akeva, Hare Bitna V'Recha Shalavel Samar, so clearly that Pasuk is coming to teach us the Einish of the woman. Therefore, Mani Mekayim Latzus Batim V'Lampel Yarech, so when the Torah in Pasuk of Beis doesn't use the Lashon Akeva, Bitna V'Recha Shabayel, it must be coming to tell us that just like the Einish applies to the woman, it'll also apply to the Bayel as well. And the Gemara continues, V'Idach, and Rabbi Kiva states, Hahu de Meidel Akayin de Betim B'Resha V'Hadi Yarech, that this Pasuk is coming to be Medea the woman, that you should know that even though the curse was, the Einish will occur first to the Yarech and then your stomach, however, L'maisa in Mitzias, your Betim will have the Einish first and then your Yarech. And the reason why the Kayin had to tell her this is Shalei L'Hotzi Laz Alamayim Amarim, as otherwise people would start talking about the Mayim Amarim, because they heard that the Kayin stated that the Einish will initiate in her Yarech and then go to her stomach, and L'maisa will happen in reverse order, and people will say that really the Mayim Amarim did not have any effect, and it was just a coincidence that she died in this manner at this exact moment. And this is similar to the Gemara in Brachos, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzei Salayla instead of saying Bachatzei Salayla, in order that the Mitzvim shouldn't claim that really Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, and Makas Becharis was just a coincidence, as it happened around Chatzos and not exactly Chatzos, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu changed the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead of saying Bachatzei Salayla, he stated Kachatzei Salayla. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and Rabbi states, Im Kein Lichdu Kra Bitna V'Yirecha, if it's true, like Rabbi Kiva stated, that it's coming to be Medea, the woman, that her stomach will have the Einish first and then a Yarech, then the Torah should state Bitna V'Yirecha, my Betin V'Yarech. So why didn't the Torah use a Lashon Akeva, and why did the Torah state Betin Yarech, Shema Mino LeBoil? Therefore it must be that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Boil's stomach and his thighs will also have an Einish. And the Gemara continues to ask on Rabbi, V'Ema Kuli L'Hachi Do'asa L'Chaira, if it's true that this Pasuk is coming to teach us that Kashem Shemayim Beit Knesa, Kachem Mayim Beit Knesa, then how does Rabbi know the actual Einish happened to her stomach and then to her thighs? Maybe it's as the Klal stated, that the actual Einish started in her thighs and then went to her stomach. And the Gemara answers, in Cain, if that would be true, Lichtai Bitnei V'Reichai, why didn't the Torah state Bitnei V'Reichai and state a Lashon Zachar, and my Betim V'Yarech, why did the Torah use a Lashon of Betim V'Yarech without stating any pronoun? Shema Minotati, therefore we learn both Dinim from these words. First of all, we learn that Kashem Shemayim Beit Knesa, Kachamayim Beit Knesa, and we also learn that B'negei, the actual Einish, the Einish first happened to her stomach and then to her thighs, and the Einish did not actually occur in the same manner that Kalala was stated. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Amar Bishua, Kach HaYadosh, Zechayah ben Akatzev. Rabbi Shua explains that Zechayah ben Akatzev agreed to the limud of Rabbi Kiva, that the way that we know that a woman that's a Safek Saita is Asur Lebal and Asur Lebal is based on the Pasuk that it says, Benitma, and he also dashes the extra Vav, and therefore he learns from one word that says Benitma, that a Safek Saita is Asur Lebal v'Asur Lebal. The Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, Shalosh pa'amim harmur mepasha in mitzma nitma v'nitma lama. Why does the Torah state the lashon nitma three times? As we know, the Torah states in pasuk yudal v'kini asishtra v'hinitma. The pasuk states in pasuk of zayin v'hoisim nitma, and the pasuk states in pasuk of tes. Those Torahs hakenayis ashtista isha tachas isha v'nitma. And the Brisa explains echel baal v'echel boyel v'echel truma de Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva teaches us that one time that it says nitma is coming to tell you that a woman that is a suffix soita is us the husband until she drinks from the mayim marim. The second time it says minitma is coming to teach you that if her husband would divorce her or if he would die prior to her drinking from the mayim marim, then she would be usher to marry the bayil. And the third time it's coming to teach you that if the suffix soita is an ashes kayin, she would now be usher to itruma. If the suffix soita is actually a bas kayin and she's married to Yisrael and the Yisrael divorced her and she goes back to her father's house and she didn't have children, she would still be usher to itruma as she's a suffix soita. Of course, the pashas of this Brisa should bother us all, because we just stated before that Rabbi Kiva learns from one word v'nitma both to teach us echel baal v'echel boyel, and l'chayr he doesn't need to have all these three words to teach us echel baal v'echel boyel v'echel truma. L'chayr could have sufficed by saying nitma v'nitma, and he'd be able to learn echel baal v'echel boyel from the word v'nitma, and from the second time it says nitma, we'd be able to learn the psul of truma. And the mefarshim discussed this issue, and l'maisa we will come out that l'fid maskanas ha'gemara we will have to change our understanding of this brisa according to Rabbi Kiva. And before we continue with the words of Rabbi Shmuel, let's just begin and explain. Rabbi Shmuel will teach us that a suffix soita will not only be asa l'baal v'asa l'boyel and asa l'truma, but if her husband dies and therefore she's an almana, and even though generally an almana is mutter to marry a kayin, however in this case, since she's a suffix soita, therefore she will be asa to marry a kayin. And of course, since Rabbi Kiva did not discuss this point at all, therefore it's going to be a bit difficult to understand why Rabbi Shmuel is actually addressing this point to Rabbi Kiva. And at the beginning of tomorrow's daf, at the end of daf Chaf Chasam Beis, the Gemara will actually ask this as a question as to what this brisa means and what is Rabbi Shmuel exactly stating to Rabbi Kiva. As we will see, the Gemara will explain that Rabbi Kiva actually learns out from an extra word v'nitma that a suffix soita is not only asa l'baal v'asa l'boyel and asa l'truma, she would also be asa to marry a kohen as she's considered a suffix zayna. And it is on this limud of Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Shmuel now states Kavachayma, that l'chayr Rabbi Kiva doesn't need a pasuk to teach us his din, as we can learn that a suffix soita will be asa to a kohen based on a Kavachayma. And the Kavachayma is as follows: Umagusha shumuteras l'truma asur l'kayuna. Just like if there would be a woman who's a gusha, she's mutter to ituma, as of course if she's a bas kohen and she did not have children, she would be able to go back to her father's home and eat truma. And even so, she's asa to marry a kohen, as we know a gusha is asa to marry a kohen headed. So zusha asur b'truma. So this woman who's a suffix soita, and the Torah teaches us that she's asa to truma, as the pasuk states v'nitma, ein din shasur l'kuna. So certainly she should be asa to marry a kohen. Therefore, if there's a suffix soita and her husband dies before she drank from the mayim marim, then the din should be that even though she's not a gusha and therefore generally she should be able to marry a kohen, however, since she's a suffix soita, therefore she should be asa to marry a kohen, and you shouldn't have to learn this out of a pasuk as we have a kavuchayma. And the brisa continues, and now we'll ask a shayla, and this shayla is not relevant dafka to Rabbi Shmuel, and it's even a shayla according to Rabbi Kiva, that l'chayr the pasuk b'negeya soita states in pasuk yudalad va'avolav ruach kina v'kineis ishtar v'hi nitma, and then the pasuk says oy avolav ruach kina v'kineis ishtar v'hi lo nitma. Mara therefore asks matam alem v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitma, and l'chayr the mashmois is that we know that she's tamei and we know that she's not tamei, and therefore l'chayr is a steer in the psukim as im nitma. If we know that she actually is tamei and she was actually mizana lama shaisa, why would she be drinking from the maya marim? And im leitma, and if we know that certainly she was not mizana lama mashka, why would we have to give her to drink from the maya marim if we know that she's innocent? And the gemara explains pshat in the pasuk magla chakasav, the Torah is teaching you shasafik asura, that there's actually a suffik if this woman was mizana or was not mizana. And as Rashi says v'hachi kamakra, and this is what the pasuk is teaching us, ishazu shem nitma v'shem leitma, maybe she was mizana, maybe she was not mizana. The kamalacha, and the Torah teaches you the ashkena that you should give it to drink from the mayim amarim levara sveka in order to mevara the suffik v'yloy mashkel asura. And if you don't give her to drink from the mayim amarim, or she doesn't drink from the mayim amarim, she will be asa to her husband as well as to the bayil, etc. And the Gemara continues with the famous aside mikanat adon l'sheretz, and from the din of soita we learn to the din of shuatzim and to the din of tuma ma soita. And just like benegeya is soita who's a vadei soita, where the Torah doesn't state that if someone actually mizana mezid and that mezana b'shoigig, that they have the same din, as of course someone that's mezana b'mezid would be chayim mises bezin, and someone that's mezana b'shoigig would not be chayim mises bezin. And certainly we can't be medama someone that's mezana b'rotzin to someone that's mezana b'oinis. Certainly a person that's mezana b'rotzin and they were edim and there was asura, they would be chayim miso, and someone that's mezana b'oinis is of course not going to be chayim mises bezin and not be chayim anything. And even so, also b'soifik vaday, the Torah states that a suffix soita has a din like a vaday soita, and she's asura lebal, asura leboil, and asur b'truma. And therefore, we learn the din of shrotzim and the din of tuma from the din of a suffix soita and the din of a vaday soita, where the Torah calls that tuma as well. And we learn as follows: therefore, by the geya sheretz, she also by shoyg kamezid ba'inis karatzin. So certainly, by the geya sheretz, where we know that if a sheretz would fall onto a person, even if it didn't fall on him b'mezid and it happened b'shoygig, or it happened ba'inis, that certainly the person or the object that it falls on would become tummy. So in the din, she asked by suffik kavadei, so certainly the din would be that suffik tumma will be considered tummy, just like if someone became tummy bivadei. Rashi at the bottom of the Amid states, if there's a suffik, if something tummy touched tyrus, or if it didn't touch it, the machzikinla betumma misuffik, and even though there's a suffik that we consider that item to be tummy, Rashi continues and explains the case of a shoygig benegea isha that was mezana, as well as the case of an oinus by a woman who was mezana. And Rashi states that we know if someone's an anusa, that the nachayev, as the pasuk says, v'hila inis basa asura, that the only time that she's asa is only if she was not forced, hanis basa, but if she was forced, then mutaris. And Rashi continues to give us an example of a shoygig benegea arayis, v'hu adin l'shoygig, ishtoi v'eishis ish imay v'bayis, if his own wife, as well as an eishis ish, were together with this man in a home, v'niskavel ishtoi, and he had kavana to have beer with his wife, v'nisdabel lezu, and instead he had beer with this eishishish, that is considered a case of shoygig, the afish gogo, and the woman herself was a shoygig, kesfu shu bagla, that she thought that this was her husband. Before we continue, let's see Taisis diru maschol matam loyma hiditma, and Taisis asks that l'chira, why do we need a limud at all if we have a klal that suffered to raisa l'chumra, and therefore every time we have a suffix saita, we'd have to treat her as a vade saita, and therefore of course she should be also to her husband and also to the boil, etc., based on the klal of suffered to raisa l'chumra. Taisis' question is only according to the shita of Taisis as well as other rishonim who hold that the din of suffered to raisa l'chumra is a deraisa d'ka din. However, according to those rishonim that hold that the din of suffered deraisa that is l'chumra is only on drabbanan d'ka level, therefore Taisis would not have a question. Generally, on a deraisa d'ka level, we would say that a suffix saita should be mutal l'bal and mutal l'boil, etc. However, based on the pasuk v'nitbar, we say that this is an exception to the rule, and in this case, we hold that suffix deraisa is l'chumra even on deraisa d'ka level, and therefore a suffix saita would be asal l'bal v'asal l'boil, etc. But the Taisis answers that ina chenami, although b'chol terikula, we would say that suffix deraisa is l'chumra, and for example, if someone has in front of him a piece of fat and he's not sure if it's shuman and chaleb, and really, of course, it's also for him to eat it as suffix deraisa l'chumra, but if he does eat it, and then afterwards it's a spara that actually was shuman, and therefore he wasn't over on any issa, so zok Taisis, afagav the tzarech kapara v'slicha, even though ina chenami, this person would need kapara and slicha, but it's not on the level of someone that was over on an actual assay. However, the chiddush of the Torah b'negei saita is that since the Torah states v'nitma, the Torah is teaching you that every time there's a suffix saita, she's usa to her husband, usa to the boil, prior to drinking from the mayim marim, k'ilu hi vaday, as if she was a vaday saita, and if her husband has beer with her prior to her drinking from the mayim marim, so even if at a later point she drinks from the mayim marim and it's misparatos that she actually was innocent, her husband was still over on issasei, as he had beer with her while she was a suffix saita. Certainly, based on the standard din of suffix deraisa l'chumra, this would not be the din, as Taisis explains. And we continue with the Gemara daf chaf chesam beis, and the Gemara states umemakim shabasa, that since we learned the din of suffix tuma from the din of suffix saita, therefore the dinim of suffix tuma have to be similar to the dinim of suffix saita, and therefore mas saita rishus yachid, just like the only time that a suffix saita is asa is if she was secluded with this man in an area which is rishus yachid, and there were only two people there. It was only her and the boil. Asheris rishus yachid. Therefore, the same holds true b'negei suffik tuma, that the only time that we'd say suffik tuma would be tummy is only if it's in rishus yachid, and only in rishus yachid, which only had two people there. But if there were more than two people in that area, then that would not be considered rishus yachid b'negei the din of suffik tuma. We would utilize the cloud that suffik tuma rishus yachid is sveikai tar. And the Gemara continues with another major chiluk that comes out based on the fact that we're learning the din of suffik tuma from suffik saita, and the Gemara Gemara states, Umas Saita, just like B'negeia did of Safik Saita, Davishish B'das L'shal, the Safik is nailed on people that we could ask what actually happened over here. And even though, of course, there's a possibility that the woman will lie and say that she was not Mizana, even though she was Mizana, L'maisa, there is a Bardas over here that we could ask what actually occurred. And as Rashi says, Sheish B'das L'shal Hu Im Nitmeis Im Lav. And therefore, Afsher is Davishish B'das L'shal, the only time that we would say that Safik Tumma is Tummy is only if it actually occurred. Someone that has Das was around that you really could ask what occurred, and even though we won't actually know because it's a Suffolk. And as Rashi states, Af Suffolk Tumma, Dovish Yeshbe Binageazer, Das Lishol, that regarding Tumma, we also have to make sure that the person that's around and the person that potentially touched this item can be someone that you could ask as to what occurred. And for example, if there's a Suffolk, if a Kli came into contact with someone who was Tummy, or if there's a Shaila, if a person came into contact with someone who was Tummy, and therefore that Tummy, so at least over there we know that the person that potentially touched the person or that touched the Kli was someone that you could have asked if he actually touched it or not, even though he may not know the answer. But the Maisa, the din would be that Safek Tumma would be Tummy, and the same would be true if you have a Kli or some food product that a person is holding, and then there's a Safek that maybe a Sheretz touched the food or touched the Kli. So since then the person's hand, the person that's holding the item is Yesh Bei Das L'shal, therefore the din of Safek Tumma would apply. However, let's say you have a Kli or you have a food product in a room, and you come into the room and you see a dead Sheretz, and we're not sure if the Sheretz came into contact with the Kli or the food, and there was no person around. So since there was no Dava Sheish Bei Das L'shal, therefore we would say that in this case, even though it's a similar case and it's a Safek Tumma, but we would say it's Tar. And even though the Gemara seems to be saying that this is all based on a Svara and based on Kavah Chaimus, however, the Rishonim explain that this is all based on Halacha Meshim Sinai. And the Gemara now gives us a synopsis, Umkan Amru, and from here we say Dava Sheish Bei Das L'shal, if there's an item where it's a Dava Sheish Bei Das L'shal B'Shus Yachid, and it's B'Shus Yachid, then we say Sveiki Tamei. However, B'Shus Rabim, if it would be in a Shus Rabim, even though it's a Dava Sheish Bei Das L'shal, it would still be Tar. B'Shein Bei Das L'shal, and if this item is in Bei Das L'shal, then it doesn't make a difference where you found it. Bein B'Shus Yachid, Bein B'Shus Rabim, Sveiki Tar. The din is that since it's a Suffolk and it's in Bei Das L'shal, therefore we would consider it completely Tar. And since the Shita Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we just brought in the Braisa, as well as the din of Suffolk Tumma, will be discussed on tomorrow's blot, we will review this sugya at the beginning of tomorrow's share, and we will discuss it at that point, and we will stop over here.